Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour of the program happening right now. This is Fan After Dark on a Monday night, day after what was one of the more entertaining games I've seen. Was that supposed to be CA?
I feel like that was better than the one I did last time.
I mean, well, the fact that you waited 5 seconds before you started doing it, I was like, what is he doing? Is he having a seizure over there? Like, what the hell's going on right now? No, CA starts it right as we jump into it. No, we're not doing it again. We're doing it again. You know what? There's two more segments, okay? Two more segments.
I'll try it on the next two.
Let's get out of here with this nonsense. Is this two of the stupidest Monday Night Football games I've ever seen in my life?
Yes,
Jamar Chase is over here smiling with just blinging out of his mouth, and they're down 25.
They're down 25.
They're getting their ass.
I don't even know.
Right
I would love to. While you're talking, I'm gonna look up the stats. I don't even know if they have like positive yards.
Yeah, I was gonna say
because the Browns office it pretty much might as well be the Browns office.
If you're a Jamar Chase fantasy football owner,
if you're a fantasy football owner of a lot of players, Malik Nabers,
I'll tell you what.
We'll give you the news. Tyreek Hill. If you're a Tyreek Hill fan,
said he dislocated his knee,
and then every reporter quote tweeted and said like it's worse. They're pretty much saying it's a Tank Dell injury. Where he was out for like a year and a half.
I mean, he seemed like he was in good spirits as he was being taken off the field.
So people were kind of
maybe
making
jokes. Maybe
because
he doesn't want to play for the Dolphins anymore.
That was what people were saying. They said he's smiling because he finally didn't have to catch passes from Tua.
Well, there is that. But at the same time, though, too, it does kill his trade value.
Oh, no. People are saying that his career is over. Like the type of injury he took, like that was like a you're going to need this full year and maybe all of next year to recover. That's just early reports. Tyreek Hill.
Twitter doctors.
Tyreek Hill was in a wheelchair. After the game, in an air cast.
Yeah.
And it didn't look like he'll be playing football anytime soon. I mean, how explosive he is.
Certainly not this year. Well, that's the thing. For a guy that his whole game's predicated on quickness and explosiveness, that's probably.
And so what, he's going to be 33? Playing football for a year and a half?
I worry about Tyreek in that case. I really do.
Oh, I don't think many teams are going to be clamoring for him.
Well, no, I just mean for his own mental health.
Oh.
You know, just for his own ability.
How many yards do you think the Browns offense has?
The Browns or the Bengals? The Browns aren't even playing right now. I keep calling them the Browns.
So,
I mean, they might as well.
The Bengals.
I'm going to go with 117.
That is a great guess. 151.
Okay.
Any guess how much offense Denver has?
I bet you they're not much better. I'm going to go with 234.
Try 500.
Wow. 500 yards of offense.
Bo Nix has 326 yards.
I mean, I've paid zero attention to this game.
We have.
We've been locked into Bruce Bochy news.
Like Bochy.
Dude, we've had three baseball guests on today.
Now, Jamar Chase does have five catches for 24 yards.
So my man isn't even averaging 5 yards of reception.
4.8 yards of reception.
Oh, that's brutal.
14 yards of yak, though.
How many?
He's got 8 targets for 5 catches, 14 yards of his 20 of his 24 a yak. Chase Brown, 10 carries for 40 yards, 71 yards total.
That's 4 yards a pop.
So if you're a Chase Brown fantasy owner, this is not the worst game you've had for me. You've had a lot worse ones.
Remember that time you tried to sell me on him?
Remember when you drafted AJ Brown? You don't want to play the fantasy football game.
Yeah, I will play the fantasy football.
Remember
game.
When you drafted Ladd McConkey?
Oh, because everybody now look, I'll take the hit on AJ Brown. I'll take the hit. I you're right. That one I screwed up on.
Third round you picked him.
Yeah, Ladd McConkey. I didn't realize he was gonna become Joe Juravicious.
I flipped him for
nobody,
JSN in my other league.
Nobody saw Quentin Johnson becoming wide receiver David one. Boston, for crying out loud. And then all of a sudden,
Ladd just falling out of the office.
It might as well be what's another Hunter obscure Renfro.
Name? I was going to say, how many obscure names do you get? Hunter Renfro's pretty. What's the most obscure wide
receiver?
Yeah, but
nobody's drafting Hunter Renfro in the third round. I can tell you that much.
You probably would.
No, I wouldn't. Do you know how many? I mean, do you know who he's with right now?
Hunter Renfro's with the Panthers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Adam Thielen. Who's he with?
Gee, I don't know. I don't know, Blake. The Vikings.
All right. What about Naylor? What team is he with?
Naylor. Yeah. Naylor who?
Number one. I don't know his first name.
I can't.
Vikings is also the answer.
Yeah, I know it was. I know it was.
What's some other headline news you want to give us?
I don't know. You said you had all the
headlines. Bruce Bochy is no longer your manager for the Texas Rangers. We've had 16 guests on to let you guys know that.
What happened to your girl Kennedy?
I told her to come on tomorrow. I said we've got a lot of guests on.
That's a good point.
We'll give her tomorrow. She was in the Zoom meeting.
Yeah.
So she'll be able to give us some behind the scenes what was happening in the
Zoom meeting.
We can get on the email list. Dude, that would have been a long day for us if we hopped on a Zoom right before the show. We would have went. Think about it. The last 48, we would have done Cowboys and Micah's return to Dallas. That was already, for most media members, their weekend right there. That was a big part of the week. Then, not even 10 hours later, we're at Mavs Media Day. Cooper Flagg's first one in the NBA. Kyrie off the injury. Anthony Davis off of the injury. Derek Lively growing inches. And then,
off the injury.
D'Lo, new to the Mavs.
I mean, you could argue every player that we talked to today was coming off an injury.
Brandon Williams?
Think about how many players got hurt last year.
Brandon Williams didn't get hurt.
Brandon Williams was the—I didn't interview Brandon Williams. You did. I was busy efforting to find water.
Dude,
I was efforting to find water.
So we're doing Jaden Hardy's interview. You'll hear it tomorrow. We pushed all the audio to tomorrow for you guys. We're doing Jaden Hardy, and we're asking. Jaden Hardy is laughing, top five laugh in the NBA, in all the sports, honestly. Jaden Hardy? Contagious laugh.
You think
phenomenal
so?
Phenomenal laugh. Okay. You saw it. We got it on video. We'll put it on Instagram. We'll put it on Instagram tomorrow.
Okay.
Jaden Hardy's laughing, having a good time, Dylan. And then, I mean, just loving us. And then Fred goes, so, I think even by your standards, you know you didn't have a good season. Let's be honest. Kind of a wash.
Yeah, exactly.
And where's Jaden Hardy at? Does Jaden Hardy even know? Mike's yours.
Exactly right.
And Jaden handled it like a professional and said he needs to work on his game.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
and defense.
We can't just sit there and ask him what he's got in his fridge for 10 minutes.
Hey, sorry, we're a good combo. Dylan heard the audio. Sorry, we're a good combo.
No, I mean, look.
Combo platter.
Hey, I don't keep anything that weird in my fridge.
That's what I had to jump in. Well, what's in there that's unlikely?
And that was a good pivot because then we switched that to everybody. What's something unique?
We did.
What's something unique?
I don't know.
Someone said, "What's I can't read text anymore because Bobby already got me
Bobby
once.
Bobby Belt ball sacked our boy Blake Elliott earlier. And in fairness, I didn't even pay attention to
it. I don't think anybody caught it.
No.
Yeah, I'm not going to say what it is. If anybody caught it, you can text it.
He tweeted it out, too. So just go to Bobby's.
Cheating.
Huh?
Then they're cheating. I want to see if they caught it, is my point. Not if they can look at Bobby's Twitter.
Did. I mean, they didn't.
So, jokes on Bobby. It wasn't a good one. Speaking of joke, I thought Sunday night ending in a tie.
Shout out to Brady and Alvarado. Bo Nix has been doing work for me tonight in fantasy.
I'm sure he has. I'm sure...
Wow. Shout out to the 940. This game is great. Dobbins just passed 65.5 yards, and I just hit a nine-leg parlay. $4,000 on a $10 bet.
We got to see the slip.
Good point.
We got to see the slip. He could just be trying to get some fan clout right now.
Yeah. It's a good point. It's fair.
Shout him out. I need to know who was all in your parlay, because then we can verify. Yeah. I guess he could just make that up as well.
Okay, I mean he tweeted it. He texted it twice.
Yeah,
so it's got to be true.
Yeah. 40-40, just like we all predicted.
40-40.
I will say this, and we'll give a more in depth Cowboys take tomorrow.
Yeah, we will.
Blake, I said this during the game, and I got to be true to you guys. I have to give the Cowboys some credit, man.
I
gave them zero chance to even be in this game. I said 38-15, and I meant it. I was 2% trolling, but 98% of me was being for. I did not think this team was good enough to compete because based on what they did in Chicago, I don't know how anybody listening other than just blind faith would have any credence or any belief that the Dallas Cowboys could have made that game against Green Bay close. But somehow 40-40 And your offense, do you know that was, I want to say, the highest EPA per drive out of the entire season out of any team was the Dallas Cowboys against Green Bay on Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, I think their EPA was like 0.64. Like, they were Dak, to me, I'm going to go out on the limb. He was
busting, wasn't he?
Oh, man. Too soon. What, are we going to do a Bochy
audio
greatest
dump?
Hits audio yeah, dump? We need to. He's great.
Is it crazy to say that Dak should be top five in MVP even though they have one win on the season?
Right now?
Yeah.
We're doing the MVP thing a quarter of the way through the season?
I don't know. I mean, it's just hard not to. He is playing, I'll say, just at the quarterback position, MVP aside. He is playing like a top three quarterback right now.
Dak Prescott has played as well as you could ask him to.
As well as anybody in the league this year.
From the quarterback position, 100%.
Other than the Chicago interception when you were down two touchdowns and he throws it on the red zone.
That hurt, but.
Game is kind of low-key already out of reach. I mean, he could have got back in reach. But the team didn't show up that day.
At that point.
I don't know if anybody's really played the quarterback position better than this year. I'm not saying Dak is the best quarterback.
That's not
what I'm saying.
For just this season, four games. Dak, for everybody that hates on Dak, and we all know there's plenty of them, and this is not a let's get into the playoff discussion. We're talking about through four games of the 2025 season.
That's all we're talking about.
This much you can say. You're not 1-2-1 because of Dak Prescott.
Correct. And if people are saying that, then you can call them non-ball knowers.
You just don't like Dak. You're holding Dak everything against him. It's not look.
And think about how he was dealing with no CD, primetime matchup, top five defense, two backup offensive linemen, both your tackles being turnstiles.
And lost a third O lineman. Didn't realize Tyler Guyton went out with a concussion.
We might need to start having to talk about Nate Thomas being one of your best tackles. Didn't allow pressure.
Well, it was one game, but I'll tell you what, Brock Hoffman played well. Mm-hmm. TJ Bass played well. I mean, I look, the MVP.
One sack, it wasn't really a sack.
It wasn't even a sack.
So really, let's just be honest, no sacks.
No, you had nine pressures.
And Dak was doing his own pass protection by getting the ball out quick, stepping up in the pocket. So the offensive line, huge credit to. Not saying they were perfect.
No, your MVP yesterday was Clayton Adams.
All right. Like that. Look at you.
Your MVP yesterday was Clayton Adams. All right. And I'm going to tell you right now, because you and I. We didn't even get a chance to talk about this yesterday because, like I said, it's been nonstop for the last 24, 36 hours. But think about this. At no time when you and I were watching the game yesterday did we say to ourselves, man, Dak is just under duress as soon as he's got guys in his lap as soon as he snaps the ball. A
couple times he stepped up in the pocket, but for the most part, yeah. He was.
But I mean, you're going to. I mean, look.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. I mean, it's the NFL. The day that you have a guy that doesn't have pressure.
Caleb Williams.
You know? The Bears. I mean, seriously.
Versus Cowboys.
So, that might have been actually the first time that's ever happened now that I say that. But Javonte looked good again yesterday. Mm-hmm. All right.
Again, man. They're a top 10 rushing offense right now.
I mean, it's a top 5 offense in the NFL.
Agreed. Because you're a top 4 or 5 passing attack, and you're a top 6 or 7
now,
rushing
you're
attack.
Also the worst passing defense in the NFL. I mean,
32 out of 32.
I mean, and it's not even close, right? I mean, you
get bombed every game.
You are a dumpster fire at stopping
and,
the pass.
And see, the thing, it kind of works in your hand. I'm trying not to get too nuanced here, but when you were a bad rushing defense, your defense is on the field more, and it kept your offense off the field.
Yeah.
You lost games, and it's like you couldn't get them on the field. Right now, they let the team score so quickly that Dak's right back on the field.
The defense doesn't get tired because they're off the field so quick.
We have to look it up. I'll look up in the next segment. They've had to have let the most explosive plays
what,
up, right?
I'm sure.
There's no way that team has had a more explosive play.
They're definitely plays. The top three. They're definitely
they
the
get
top
bombed
three.
For a 40-yard pass every other quarter.
I mean, let's call it. I mean, here's how you know this defense is a problem.
Somebody caught it.
And I don't mean that in a good way. You and I were in the bowels of the stadium last night.
Correct. As once does on Sundays.
And we watched the George Pickens touchdown. There's 43 seconds left, and you and I look at each other and we're like, there's still too much time left. Like, they're going to score. Like,
oh, yeah.
You and I were really questioning, okay, are they going to score a touchdown, or are they going to be able to slow them down and just stop the field goal and force overtime?
Shout out to Trayvon Diggs, who's gotten a lot of flack over the season, but he made that game-saving tackle on the goal line. I don't know if you remember, the Packers are in like the 4 or 5 yard line, and there's a confusion by the defense.
That
there's guys scrambling,
was a big save.
And they run the screen play to the right side of the field, and Diggs just shoots on it and makes a tackle right at the line of scrimmage. They end up kicking a field goal. That was game right there. Because no one on the defense had any idea what was happening.
Plus, I think, was that the play Wanye was hurt too?
I think so. He's kind of limping. It was the play. Wanye's hurt. Yeah. He's trying to come off the field. He gets waved back on the field because his back, the guy who he came in for, was hurt. And Malik Hooker. So it was like, hey, we got no one. You have to play. Everyone's scrambling. And it's a bigger issue we've been saying. The communication for the Dallas Cowboys did not get any better.
I think it did get a little bit better. But here's the other thing too. And I thought this was brought up this earlier today as well. How many missed tackles were there yesterday?
Shout out to Sanborn.
I mean, he missed a ton.
Please do not box score watch, guys, and see Sanborn led the team in tackles and think he played well. He did not. I'll let you know this right now. He did not play well.
Secondary missed a lot of everybody missed.
Shamar James was a bottom five rated Cowboy as far as PFF. Take it with a grain of salt, but none of your linebackers played well.
No. Murray was still in his uniform 30 minutes after the game.
I thought Diggs was probably the best corner. He graded out the highest. I thought he had some nice plays. Elam, another week of Elam getting burnt.
Here's the thing about
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Trayvon Diggs.
Right. And he didn't start. Played sparingly.
No. He's a solid cover corner at times. He ain't trying to tackle anybody.
That Josh Jacobs play.
Okay, Josh Jacobs made mincemeat of him several times. I mean, he had him turned around, diving into nothing. I mean, it was rough.
The shoulder at the on the goal line.
And then Kyrie Elam. I mean, there's a reason why Buffalo let him go. All right, coming up next, and what's Hunter Lipke got to do?
Oh okay. Boy, Hunter like, got to do.
What is, Miles Sanders was hurt and you still didn't hand the ball off. It was short yardage situations and you still didn't give Hunter
Lipke
the ball.
How bad is Jaden Blue in practice?
Well, I mean, there's that. And then and the thing about Hunter Lipke that makes zero sense to me, you signed him before the year started. Like, you gave him money.
More Turpin time.
I mean, at least, hey. How many times, by the way,
Turpin's getting featured.
Turpin was open damn near every time he ran a route last night. You could have fed him. He should have had about 12 targets last night, honestly. There was a big third down. I'll say this and we'll move to break. We'll go to fair foul next segment. There was, I can't remember, third, fourth quarter, sometime in the second half. They threw a deep ball to Jalen Tolbert on the right side.
Oh, the end of the game. That was fourth quarter. That was the fourth quarter.
Was that the fourth quarter?
The big play where Dak chunks it to Tolbert and a toe tap.
No. I'm talking about there was another play in the third quarter where they threw a deep ball. But no, this was a contested deep ball.
Mm.
And it was like a third and 13 or something like that. Turpin's wide open in the middle of the field.
You gotta remember,
wide open in the middle of the field.
He is like 5'6".
So. I get it. I get it, but I'm telling you what. That dude is open a lot. At least he certainly was yesterday. All right, coming up next, fair or foul. Two segments left in the show. Blink if you miss it, if you know what I mean. Don't go anywhere.
This next segment on the Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
They played this during the game last night. We were hoping that we'd get a fair foul plug from the AT&T Stadium people, but we didn't.
They need to have you seen during the Cowboys games on the big screen, they throw up the 105 through the fan advertisement and they got Bobby.
No fan after dark.
They got
people.
Brian.
None.
No fan after dark people.
None. That's all right.
I want to say they still got Bassick on there.
I think they do.
But no fan after dark.
None.
The people getting the The locker room audio.
It's a marathon, not a sprint. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
I don't want to hear none of that team jibber jabber.
All right, you guys know what that music means. You know what that music means. It's time for a little fair or foul. I'm going to read a story.
Before you do that,
whether or not it's fair or foul.
Before you do that, we got to introduce our guests.
That's right.
And how the Tolos feeling, man? We're here with them Monday through Friday
back.
Now. We're locked
back
in.
We are now
once a unit again. You cannot leave us.
It feels reunited. It feels so good.
The Monday Night Football is over. I just wonder if the Tolos are with us. Are they asleep? Are they with us? Because you're going to get this every single...
You're getting this for 6 months.
We're making a baby.
You're getting this for, well...
Pretty much,
I'm
no.
I'm not really sure what that... No.
As a unit.
A baby takes 9 months.
Yeah, but 6 is in 9. Part of it. Okay, I did not mean that to come out like that. I was just saying
really
within
sure.
9
if
months...
If you turn the 9 upside down...
That's really a 6 sure. now. Shout out Drake.
I'm not really sure what to say to that.
I was really saying within 9 months... is also 6 months.
Yeah, wow.
So we're part of the baby-making process.
I don't know why you keep using the baby-making process as part of this. Just, we're on for 6 more months.
What else requires 6 months? Use your brain. What requires 6 months? 9 months is a baby, sure, whatever. Whatever you say.
Semester of school.
Is that right?
No, because a semester of school
No, it's not
four.
6 months. It's 4. Yeah. You start in...
September.
You gotta sign up,
and you could be done in December.
Yeah,
okay, guys, that's, you're overthinking this. How about just a baseball season?
There we go.
Because if you're on for 6 months, then a baseball season, which makes sense, right?
Six
on,
six
off.
The last 6 months, we haven't been on Monday through Friday.
Has it been that long?
Yes.
Wow.
Think about it. March 29th was the opening day.
And that was
and today is September 29th.
And today's September 29th. Wow.
Wow.
Look at that.
Six months on the dot.
Absolutely.
Someone said, I'm here. Step up to the plate, Blake.
Let's go.
I think is that a stepfather reference?
Okay. By the way, and I will refer
I
to you
that.
Two kids on this. And maybe, I don't know. I know you're kind of hip.
We're not kids.
No, you two are. Yes, you absolutely are. No, he's in his 30s, so he's...
I'm about to be in my 30s too, bro.
No,
we're no longer...
Not. Bro, you're 25. You'll be 26 on Friday.
I am no longer a kid.
You still are. My point
is
that
I always feel like a kid.
What is this?
Whenever I say I was born in the 2000s, like, oh my goodness.
Like I said, my daughter's your age, even though she's not talking to me right now. What is this 6-7 thing?
It's some new thing, and it happened at Mavs Media Day. Okay. It happened to D'Angelo Russell, Najee... Somebody may. I personally, I know what it is, but I also don't understand it. It's just.
Oh wow.
It's just like
you
saying don't. I don't. It's some. It's like younger than me. It's like 13-year-olds. It's just saying like 6-7.
It's very middle school child.
Oh, is that what it is?
There's literally even the people that made it will tell you there's no meaning. It's just saying the two numbers together. That's
six,
literally
seven.
It.
Sounds like something.
There's no deeper meaning. It's not somebody's jersey number. It's literally just saying the numbers in
6-7.
6-7. Like you're debating both.
That's ignorant.
That's it.
That's ignorant.
You're kind
All right.
shrugging.
All right, here we go. Let's get right down to business.
You're not grown until you're 30? I disagree.
I'm 6-7 out.
Okay,
here we go.
I think now at 20,
25 is your number.
All right. At 26, down, you're right? grown.
So we've got, you're 35.
Mm-hmm. Why do you got to throw his age out there like that? What if he didn't want people to know?
He's
Let him do
several times. You know what? Stop. 35, 25, 22. All right. Now, you two, it doesn't pertain to, but I'm still going to get your thoughts on this anyway, especially Blake, since he's a maniac in his own right. Okay. For singles over 30, dating priorities are shifting.
It's kind of messed up. He brought
surveys,
you in this
place. I was like, oh, dang.
He said, Trevor, can I get you in a segment? First sentence.
Dylan's hitting on the glass, and he's like, they need you in there.
He's single and he's over 30, correct?
I'm with you, Trevor.
That's true. That's
okay, so what? Wow. What?
And just continue.
I mean, what are we doing here?
Chastising my friend. Continue.
Yeah. Calling out what's real and factual.
Wow.
He just said he was single and over 30. What's the wow for?
Just continue.
You're 25 and single. Who are you wowing?
Just continue.
For singles over 30.
Is there a 40 in single one?
Yeah.
For Fred?
I'd be more than happy. Oh, well, how dare you? I tell you what.
It's so easy.
Dating really priorities is. Are shifting.
It really is.
Surveys reveal. I'm tired today. Surveys reveal today. That looks and appearances rank lower
than qualities like peace, respect, and emotional safety in relationship. This marks a major change from the preferences often expressed in younger dating years. Experts say the shift reflects life experience. After navigating heartbreaks and unhealthy dynamics, individuals often place greater value on stability and trust, emotional safety. Knowing a partner respects boundaries and provides support has become a cornerstone of modern dating. This trend highlights a cultural move away from superficial standards. I'm looking at you, Blake, and toward deeper compatibility. For many,
not looking at you, Fred.
For many, true happiness in relationships now comes from a foundation of respect and security rather than fleeting attraction. Fair foul. After 30, most singles say their number one priority isn't looks, it's peace, respect, and emotional safety. I'll start with you, Trevor, since you are over 30. What say you?
I mean, I think half of it's all right.
Yeah.
But the other half, like,
you ain't dating no troll.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, I want to look semi decent, but yeah. I also know like how emotions and feelings and how that stuff is very important.
What's
your love language
characteristic in a woman?
Being open.
Okay.
I think being like,
so if she's like 6'2" and 320, but as long as she's open, you're okay with that.
Well, that's my number one my number one thing. I want you to be open.
So she's Tyler Guyton? I still.
So if she's deuce and a quarter, you're okay with that?
I mean, if 6'7", 285 Cuban walked in, I'd.
Yeah. Oh, right.
But what I'm saying.
If you know, you know.
Yes, sir.
But I, like, again, like, I think the first thing for guys, they're visually attracted to people. Mm. Like, that is.
We're creatures.
But yeah, I don't. Are. But also, I'm not like. Well, if Kate Upton or somebody walked in here, I wouldn't be like, man, that's my number one. You know, like, that's the only thing. Like, I don't need you to look like a supermodel for me to.
I think we're all past that, aren't we? I mean, supermodels are few and far between these days.
Yeah. I agree. No, I think it's someone that you can be compatible with at the end of the day, someone that you can.
So where do looks rank on your scale of what you're looking for?
I mean, the world that we live in, like, so I just matched with a girl.
Yeah, and I got this.
No, hang on. But yeah, listen to what happened.
Show? What dating app?
I think she's cute.
What dating app?
Facebook. I'm trying Facebook. Oh, I know it's weird.
Facebook?
I know, hang
dating,
on.
Okay.
I'd sell her furniture after this.
But what I'm trying
what
to do.
You mean on Marketplace?
Because I'm trying to say these nice things to these girls and be like.
There's your first problem.
And, well, that's what I'm saying is that now I'm trying to kind of off the wall things.
What? Give us one.
So I said, man, I'd love to be your golden retriever. I know, but it's off the wall.
Give us another one. Give us another one. I want another one. I want another one.
I think it's solid, Trevor.
Thank you. Thank you, Dylan. What'd
you say?
Solid.
You think that's solid?
I want to hear another one.
I'll be your golden retriever?
Sure.
He said I wouldn't use it.
I mean, is Trevor not a golden retriever?
I am.
But how did that even happen?
But listen to
first text. Is that first text?
Is she like dogs?
It worked. And then, guess what she said? That's a very simple response, but it got the match. It got the match.
She called you a simp?
She said that was a very simp response.
She's calling you a simp?
Yes, but now my job. What's my job?
He's like, yes, we matched,
yes,
the boy.
Yes, but we matched. That's what's the job after that? What's the job after that?
Getting her number.
Exactly. Working from that.
You got the number?
No, I'm
We're
saying.
We're still working on it.
That's what I'm saying. I got knocked on the thing.
When'd y'all match?
Not 20 minutes ago.
Oh,
I'm dead
serious.
Like, this is what I'm saying. This is as fresh as it gets.
What's another off-the-wall turn?
Hold on, stop. Let's rewind this just real quick. So how?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
How did the golden retriever line come up? Does she like dogs? What made you say that?
That's a pretty typical line.
So she's
for
a tatted really, up little baddie. Yeah. That's kind of like what her look is.
Okay.
And so most of the time you get this goth girl that wants...
I need a golden retriever boyfriend.
And that's so that's what I was going for.
That's like a terminology thing, Fred.
It's a term.
That's not like something he just came up with.
I promise.
Okay, I didn't... Obviously, I don't know
what a golden retriever
boyfriend is. Like... Like, hey, what can I do for you? Hey, how can I help you? Like, that's
it's like a boyfriend like
the,
type.
The personality of a golden retriever is that, hey, I'm happy-go-lucky. I'll go get this. Let me get me.
Never complain.
Let's go play. I love you early.
And so that's why she called him a simp. And I guess, did you agree to it? Have you responded to that comment?
Yeah.
Hey,
called you a simp, dude.
Get in your place.
What?
No, because I'm not going to go.
I'm a Georgia Bulldog.
I'm not going to flip the thing because yes, I'm very golden retriever. So that is what
that's
it is.
Crazy, dude.
But that's just what I. It got the match, and then I basically said, it did its job, didn't it? And then made a funny quip. Right.
The heel turn that is Trevor the Creator.
Is that the most off the wall thing you've said to a girl on a dating app?
No comment.
What's something you can share on the radio?
I guess what that mouth do. Which is not all that's like that, but that's awful. Like that's real. Like,
did you hear what he just said, Fred?
I did. I'm not gonna lie. That's the craziest thing you've ever said to him.
That's pretty crazy.
No,
man.
That's wild. That's the craziest. Line.
Is that before you match, or is that the trying to match message?
Yeah,
the trying to match.
This is what I'm saying. Is that because the nice?
Y'all haven't even matched yet, and you're asking her what her mouth.
Because I'm look. I read profiles. Trevor reads profiles.
Yeah,
Trevor
tries.
What can I message that would connect with you?
Yes,
that's what I'm
so
trying.
She mentioned something about her mouth in the profile.
Yes.
What does she mention?
Well, I was gonna say, what's she saying?
It was she was like, I have like something about her smile being like I have a huge, and she had this just nice, gorgeous, huge smile.
Yeah.
So she had a big mouth.
So she had a big mouth smile, and you said, "What's that mouth do?"
Yeah.
Wow. Any emojis?
Of course. Yeah. You can't just.
Did she respond?
No, absolutely not. What does this look like? No, absolutely not. Listen, I'm at the point where we're what do you what do they call
What's
it? You're just sending out
do?
Sonar radar.
I can't lie, that is pretty bold.
That's a crazy line.
I'm not proud. Don't do this, guys.
I'm not judging. I am not judging in any way, shape, or form. In fact, I think
I'm not in a place to judge. If we're being honest.
In fact, huh?
Nice,
you're not in a place to judge.
You said you're not in a place to judge.
Dylan, stay on your ground. Stay on your ground, Dylan.
Why aren't I? Why?
You know.
No, help me out, Khaki Kev.
Dylan, stand on business.
You have two kids and two women? Is that
What does that have
so
to
do? So do you really know?
Wow. Yeah, I've had, I tell you what,
does
I absolutely
know. Does that lead to experience?
Wow. I absolutely do. I absolutely do. 100%.
I'm going to go ahead and mark that.
There is something said for having two kids by two women.
1037.
Hey, at least two women wanted to procreate with me.
1037.
Something be said for that.
6'7".
Remember that.
6'7".
Remember that.
Where's a pen so I can mark that?
No, I was going to say, and yes, I can judge, but I'm not going to do
it's
it
okay,
here.
Somebody just asked me how Bob is, so I can't
that's
really
all, that's always going to happen.
Yeah.
I got a whole new respect for you for saying that. Just rattling off the rip.
Well, I mean, listen. My luck has not been good, right?
And you're trying to, you know what? Let's change it up.
Oh, people are calling you out.
That's fine.
No. Someone said Trevor stole that from Lucius. Your thoughts?
What that mouth do?
I'm just reading the text. I'm just the middleman.
Oh, maybe. I don't know if Lucius coined it. I know somebody coined it. I don't know if that's me.
What's that thing do is also very, I mean, it's a very popular phrase.
And I'm also a Tolo, so I listen all the
time.
So, when people say stuff. Again.
So, I don't think there's anything there.
Someone said.
Are we sure Fred only has two kids, LOL? Yeah, that's right. I only have two kids.
Someone said, tell Kevin he drafted T. Higgins. Well, that is Dylon back there, even though he did call him Khaki Kev. But we will tell Kevin he drafted T. Higgins.
He knows.
And someone said, this is for you, Trevor. I floss my toes.
Wow.
Is that something?
I don't know.
That's weird.
That's a wild thing to say.
Is that like something that I'm not understanding?
I don't know.
I feel like that starts. How perverted sometimes our listener base and I can be.
First of all, it's 10:40 at night on a Monday night. So
I feel like that has an innuendo.
Of course it is. Text back in 877-881-1053. What does that mean? 877-881-1053. All right. Dylon, talking mad smack behind the glass. Okay. Talking mad smack behind the glass.
You might not have a producer next
time. You know what? I appreciate the smack talking, all right, I have no problem with it. If you're going to be able to dish it out, you got to be able to take it as well. All right, that's Dylon. That is Blake. That's Trevor the Creator. Final segment of the program coming up next. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan After Dark.
This final segment of The Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
Well, we tried to get Anthony Davis on the show as we're watching Channel 8. Davis reveals impact of his eye injury.
We tried, man.
We tried to get him. We tried to get Clay. Now, Clay, of course, he was doing an interview with somebody else when he walked by.
Well, we were doing an interview with someone else.
No, but he was too.
Yeah. We were doing Gafford. Yeah. I see out of the corner of my eye Clay doing a walk-by interview. Yeah. As media days, it's a little tough to try to get your...
And I'll be honest, I have efforted a little bit more with Anthony Davis there at the very end, but I was on fumes at that point. I was on fumes. You gave it the old college try.
I tried.
And we were close.
Anthony was like, signatures?
There was like six people around him.
Six, seven?
I mean, it was six, seven, at least six, seven people around him.
They all were just like, nah.
And they're like,
see, the only thing I dislike, and this is now 3 years in a row, is they always plan for them to leave to go out of town the same day. So they have an easy built-in excuse. They got to catch a flight.
Got to go.
And it's kind of hard to argue that. No. He's got to do this interview.
But we, shout out to Blake for the work he put in today. And we've got a couple things up our sleeves that we're trying to make happen as well. Shout out to our girl Liv, chief of staff for the Dallas Mavericks. And our boy Barkley,
Brandon
Allen.
Barkley, yep.
Allen. Okay. I mean, it was our boy Mateo.
Yep.
What was the old girl's name?
Bell.
Bell. Mm-hmm. I mean, we met a handful of folks today with the Mavericks front office. And we saw Nico. I yelled out, let Nico cook. I didn't. I'm kidding. I was half asleep when he walked by. But
saw our boy Rick Welts. No Mark Cuban.
Cubes was not there.
No celebrities in general. Nobody. Every once in a while, someone will pop by a Dirk or something. Nobody other than just players.
Well, I mean, Dirk's not going to show up at media day.
I know. I'm saying sometimes you'll have a celebrity be there, whether it's a family member, a friend. You know, it was just straight business.
Straight business.
Shout out to the Mavs. Shout out to Tim and Gavin for letting us go out there and cover the team.
Absolutely.
and get those interviews. We got a lot of good stuff to bring you.
Tim was fired up.
Tim. So we will play the audio tomorrow. Yeah. But also, I will try my best to get it all edited and looking good. We also took video. So if you want to see Cooper Flagg, PJ Washington, Daniel Gafford, Brandon Williams. Fred was coughing water when I did Brandon Williams.
I wasn't coughing water. I was efforting to find water.
Dennis Smith Jr. and Jaden Hardy, we all have video of it as well. So you can see their great faces in their Dallas Mavericks uniform.
You can
while
find
we're
me talking smack to PJ Washington.
That is true.
I did talk smack to PJ Washington. Who else I talked smack to about the Jayhawks today? Definitely PJ.
Talked to Coop about a little bit of college ball.
I did. I talked to Coop about during his TED Talk, which, like I said, a couple people texted in earlier. They're like, oh, he says all the same stuff. Well, when you listen to how me and Blake approached the interview.
Promise you it's not the same.
No, it's not the same at all. And he, he was very, you could tell he enjoyed it. We made him laugh a couple times. So, because that's the thing.
And we made everybody laugh.
Oh, we absolutely did. Dennis Smith commented on my rap knowledge. He's like, he knows. That's
nobody left the room without laughter.
Let's put it this way. Everybody dapped us up and bro hugged us on the way out.
Correct. Okay. Nobody was looking at the door like, hey, it's time for me to go.
No, absolutely. They were legitimately. And like I said, we got a couple things we're working on as far as shout out to the Anta people.
Yeah.
As well. Okay.
Shout out to Kyrie's people.
Shout out to the Anta people.
And Clay's people.
They are going to send us shoes. All right, I'm gonna text homeboy tomorrow. Was it Damon?
Yep.
We're sending Damon, and so I told Damon, I was like, "Man, do you guys make runners?" And it was more. I really was legitimately just asking. I wasn't angling for a pair of shoes. So I said, "Do you guys make running shoes?" I said, "Look, I'm a middle-aged white guy. I've been wearing Nikes my whole life." And he goes, "I'm gonna get you squared away. We got some runners. I'm gonna send you." He goes, "Text me your size.
And I'll send you some runners. And so I'm going to pigeonhole Mr. Blake Elliott in there as well.
I would love to be pigeonholed in that.
Tell him he wears toddler size, and I don't know if they make shoes that small. Yeah. But
I wear a bigger size than you.
What's that?
I wear a bigger size than you.
I mean, it means nothing to me. But anyway, so we've got a couple things we're working on as far as that goes. I mean, we may be the first Anta-sponsored shoe show in America.
You also got to give a shout out to a special Tolo who's also a working media member that you met today for the first time.
Oh, Dorothy. Shout out to Dorothy. She was absolutely incredible today as well. You had talked to her and then I just said hello and she recognized my voice.
Just beams with happiness.
She was. She commented on my voice a handful of times and we air high five and then we talked about The Wizard of Oz because that's what you do when your name is Dorothy. And I asked her if she knew my name, and she said she didn't. And I said, just think of Sanford and Son. Mm. And she still didn't know. Mm.
Who else did you meet today that we had on the radio or you heard of? Because this is your first time being in
finally
the
met, Finally met Kevin. Kevin Gray. Finally met Kevin Gray. We had never met before. Our voices have been linked in the past that we sound very similar. We've talked on the air a couple times now, and I felt bad because we were in the middle of a conversation with him, but then somebody came up and we had to go to that interview. Who was
PJ.
It? Was it PJ?
I think it was PJ.
That's what it was.
Sorry.
Yeah, so it's like, hey, man. But, you know, look, he understands the grind. It is what it is, man. Like, and when you're in the middle of doing something, and then a Dallas match. And shout out to our boy PJ. We made our connection when I said, hey, you know what? As a fellow baby daddy, I'm looking at you, Dylon, since you want to talk smack. I said, hey, appreciate you standing on business for baby daddies nice everywhere. Giggle. And he, you know what? And we dapped up because he gets it.
Who else? You met some other people. Tyler. Met Tyler for the first time. Tyler Batiste that we have on all the time from The Athletic.
That's right. Yeah. Now, you know, again, you got to give me a little bit of leeway here because the first few hours of...
Oh, we got videos.
The first few
Should
hours.
Should I release the videos to the public?
Do it. Okay. Do it.
I wanted your consent.
Absolutely. Look, here's what I want to make everybody clear of, though.
Just be on Blake_Live_ Instagram and Twitter the next few days.
I'll retweet it.
I'll be releasing all the Mavs Media Day fun stuff, whether it's with players or Fred looking inebriated.
Fred looking crazy. And I want to make one thing very, very clear. I take my not drinking very seriously. I do.
That's why I wanted you to take the sunglasses off.
I couldn't.
That's why.
I couldn't because I looked like you know what. I didn't look good. And so... For anybody that suggests, well, were you hungover? No, I was not. I was dehydrated.
Badly.
I did not feel good. It was the case. And look, it's there's something about when you don't eat right, when you don't drink enough water.
Don't sleep.
You don't sleep. And you kind of go. And eventually it all catches up to you. And it caught up to me last night and this morning. And I wasn't feeling good. I had a little bit of a stomach ache, and that turned into an hour of me being on the toilet. And I'll let you guys discern what you will from that.
A little Sean Sharifism.
Yeah, it was bad.
I'm trying to think, did you meet anybody else? I don't know if they came.
I saw CA without a hat on for the first time.
You did see CA without a hat? He was posted up in the Mavs media room?
Hey, he runs. Wherever CA's at, he's in charge.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I love about CA. Wherever he's at, he's in charge.
You didn't meet any of the Locked On guys, did you? I know you saw them, but you didn't.
I just saw a couple of them. I mean, I was very much to myself today. Mm-hmm. I really, really was. And then, like I said, I drank a bunch of water, locked in for Blake, and we did... You know, interview magic.
Your Klay Thompson question to get him over at us would have been butter. I was
going
to get him.
I was excited for it. But like I said, we got Daniel Gafford and the rest is history, as they say. We'll get, hey, you know what? I ain't tripping on it. We made a lot of good inroads today. And, you know, once again, shout out to our girl Liv, chief of staff, you know, got to a little background, you know, because again, everybody knows the players, everybody knows the front office staff, but, you know, to see some of the support staff, if you will, to see them on. And, you know, Fred will throw anybody on the air.
So what will happen tomorrow is kind of what was going to happen today, ladies and gentlemen, fatties. You'll get the Dallas Cowboys locker room audio that Fred did a great job capturing. We'll recap the game, obviously more in depth, talk about what happened. Micah and his return. We will give you guys the Dallas Mavericks Media Day audio. Like I said, I'll post a video on my Instagram, and we'll put it on the fan page as well.
Absolutely.
Anything else for people to look forward to tomorrow?
Locker room audio. We're going to do that today, but obviously the Bruce Bochy stuff got everything kind of thrown off. So, and then Kennedy Landry potentially.
Yep, Kennedy
tomorrow
Landry
as well.
to break down that Zoom call.
Okay, so shout out to Doug Glanville. Shout out to Jared. Shout out to my boy Bitter Mike Babbo, Gavin Spitt, and everybody else, and our boy Trevor for the one, the only Dylon for Blake Elliott. I'm Fred Davis. Good night. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.